So a belated 420. Woo! Maybe you have really good weed and you're still high. So, but I got high today, and then I came here. So going way back, because, you know, everybody seems to be reminiscing about their first marijuana smoking experience. I have one of those very memorable marijuana smoking experience. My first marijuana smoking experience occurred at my friend's 16th birthday. And her birthday wish was that I smoke weed, which, I mean, has to be one of the coolest birthday wishes ever, like to wish that for a friend. So thankfully, I benefited from her birthday wish. So she brought me to her boyfriend's room at the time and packed up her bowl in her boyfriend's 2-foot bong. I was kind of unsure of myself, but I was going to go for it anyways. So just as I, you know, gather the courage to do this, my hair happens to fall into the hitter piece of said bong. And as my friend reaches down to light said hitter piece, my hair singes all the way up to my forehead. So that was, I mean, considering I had that traumatic first experience, one would say, you know, that's an omen that you should never smoke weed again. But fuck that. Because smoking weed is fun. Except for when your friend lights your hair on fire. But I didn't learn, you know, my lesson that your hair is a highly flammable, very dangerous part of smoking weed. Because later in my marijuana smoking career, I decided that it would be a great idea. Well, I learned to multitask as a smoker. So I'm one of those terrible, like, PSAs, don't ever do this. Don't smoke weed while driving, especially if you are smoking a bowl while driving, because what can fall into your bowl? Your hair. So yes, one sad smoking event was when I burnt all of my bangs off on my way to Artscape. My parents happened to be driving the car ahead of me when I lit my bangs on fire, and I got out of the car without bangs, and my family was a little confused. They're like, I thought you had bangs earlier. And I did have a large burn mark on my forehead, so I passed off and I told them that I had an accident with my straightener. My straightener had burned my bangs off. Which was a total lie. And that was just one of many lies that I would go on to tell my family in my pot-smoking career. Another memorable, questionable life decision that I made as a result of wanting to smoke pot was the time that I traded my cousin's life. I had some collateral. So to give you some backstory, I went on vacation with my family to Key West, which could be a fun place to visit. If you're of legal drinking age, but at the time I was not. So at the age of 16, there's not much to do in Key West. So my cousin who was with me decided that she was going to help me find pot. We were going to smoke pot in Key West. It was going to be the great end to our family vacation. So we spend the whole day riding around on a scooter, because that's what you do in Key West. Everyone rides scooters. So we're riding around Key West. We park the scooter next to this head shop because, again, you know, high traffic area for stoners. Makes sense. You would want to park your vehicle in that prime spot, parking spot. So we spend all night, you know, walking around like, where do we at? You got drugs. And we did not find very much. Found nothing, actually. So we're resolved to just go back to the hotel room and just give up on this plan. But right before my cousin starts up the scooter, she says, one more time, where do weed at? And all of a sudden, someone's like, yo, I got weed. So this Rasta dude, of course, the Rasta dude, you know, approaches us. And he explains that he has drugs, but he doesn't have them on him. And that one of us is going to have to join him on the back of his scooter. Remember, Key West, everyone rides scooters. One of us is going to have to ride with him on the back of his scooter to his house where the drugs are. And I was not going to do this, but my cousin said she would. So he said, here, take this. I want this back. So I'm going to come back with your cousin because I have what you want. So I didn't really think it through that I was trading my cousin's life for this package. But I was like, fine, I want drugs, go. So she jumps on the back of his, he explains to them to meet him at the Denny's down the street. So I start walking to the Denny's, and as I'm walking, I look down. I decide I'm finally going to see what I have in my hands, what I've traded my cousin's life for, and I realize that I've traded my cousin's life for a stack of anime porn. This man had given me his porn, and I was now walking through a town that I didn't know, hoping that my cousin would be deposited at the Denny's. And if she wasn't, what was I going to go and tell my family? I had traded my cousin's life for some porn. Thankfully, she showed up, and she had drugs, and I gave the nice man, the Rasta man, his porn. And we went and smoked at the end of a dock. It was a memorable family vacation, one of many family vacations that I would continue to enjoy with the effects of marijuana. So, yeah, smoke.